Welcome back. It's Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. You know, I do the same intro every week, and it sounds exactly the same every week. My guest is Stephen Reardon here. He's bringing that big Broadway energy. And you have a theme song to your podcast, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I'm thinking I need a theme song.
You know what? I just went to like the free songs, and I was like, what sounds like a Broadway something? And that was the one that came up. I have to say, though,
I didn't recognize it as like
it's not really
Stephen Sondheim or something.
Nah, it's none of that. I will say, as a new podcaster in St. Pete, I really do feel like I've made it. To be on Arts Alive.
Oh, God.
Come on. This is the GOAT. This is the GOAT of Arts podcast in St. Pete.
You're too kind.
It's amazing. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to have a good show today. You just like you've been blowing smoke my way. So
no, it's true.
Stephen Reardon is the head honcho of Dead Canary Productions. What do you call it? Executive?
Yeah, Dead Canary Theater. We are... There's three of us co-founders, and I am sort of the ad hoc artistic director this season as we're sort of building the ship as we are sailing it. But it's been an amazing couple of months. We have our second show just about to open. So, yeah, we're doing great.
That's Neil LaBute's Fat Pig, which I've been reading about all morning, and I definitely want to talk about it. Why don't we start by telling people how we sort of know each other?
Okay. Much time we got.
You want to do it or you want me to do it? You should do it.
I mean, here's the thing. The DeYoungs and the Reardons have a long lineage in St. Petersburg. We're one of a handful of families that have this long lineage. And
we're like, I'm Jebediah Springfield, and he's the other guy, Nicholas Shelbyville.
Sure. That sounds good. I'll take it. I will take it. And, Bill DeYoung's mom and my grandmom were best friends their whole life.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid and going to your mom's house with my grandma, and they would play gin and we'd eat coffee cake, and I would see this great picture.
Always Entenmann's.
And I saw this great picture on the refrigerator that your mom was so proud of, and it was you and Michael J. Fox when you were a journalist in Gainesville.
I
thought to myself, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen as a kid. You know, I was like, wait a second. And
wow.
And then you just were sort of like a hero in my mind for many years. And then we finally connected as art contemporaries, which is pretty great.
I swear to God, I didn't pay him to say these things.
No, I swear it's true.
It's fantastic. But I guess Mark Reardon is your uncle.
Mark is my uncle and Mike is my dad.
Yeah. Mark, not that you guys care about this, but we're going to say it anyway. Mark Reardon is my lifelong best pal. We were crib mates, as I like to say, and we're still best friends. And he has numerous brothers, 12 or 15.
Several.
Or and the eldest is Mike Reardon, who is your dad, Stephen's dad.
That's right.
And so when you sort of, when I started doing this about 6 or 8 years ago here, and you suddenly appeared on the theater scene, not a new person, as it turns out. We sort of, hey, wait a minute, you're a Reardon. Hey, you're a DeYoung. So there's that. You have a long history of theater in this town, I want to cover that. But let me talk about why it reached out and grabbed you in the first place.
Sure.
You know, you could be a rocket scientist.
Could I?
Maybe. I don't know. Or you could be, run a shoe manufacturing factory. I don't know. But you went to theater. Why? Why did it get you?
Yeah, I was one of those kids that got it early in high school. You know, my brother was a All-American athlete and a really smart dude, and I'm one of five, and I got to high school and wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Reardons all had big families.
We did. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Catholics, that's all we know how to do, right?
right.
So anyway, I got to high school and I met sort of my mentor, the high school director, which is a story I think you talk to a lot of artists here in the Bay Area, especially, or anywhere.
Yeah.
They'll tell you they maybe got introduced to it by somebody in school who kind of gave them not only a door to this world, but also like a place to land, a safe sort of place to land in high school, which I think is hard. And not so hard these days. I think for maybe the generation now is a little different. They experience that stuff a little differently than we did. But long story short, I fell in love with it in high school and got to go to a really fancy conservatory for acting right after high school. And that just sort of, I knew from the very early age I was going to tell stories and I was going to find my tribe in the world of theater. And I really did. And
your tribe. I mean, that's a concept that I was going to go for, because you do suddenly find yourself. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I mean, my growing up was sort of like, until I found the people who were kind of like me,
sure,
I felt like a total outcast.
100%.
And it wasn't theater for me. It was music. It was other stuff. But It's the same theory. You find your tribe and suddenly this is where I'm comfortable. Man, this is fun. And some synapse in your brain goes, this is what I want to do.
You like exhale. You're like, oh, okay, yeah. This is cool.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I wanted to do with my podcast, Big Broadway Energy. It's called that because I have a radio show and a Radio St. Pete called that. But I really invite anybody from any walk of life in the arts to come and speak to me because I really feel like, to your point, Bill, like, no matter what you're doing in the arts, if you find it and you start to say, oh, wait, I have a little air here. I have some oxygen. I can do some things. Like, it does free your mind to really kind of create what you're supposed to be doing. And it's music or poetry or...
Finally had somebody come in here and playing for the first time.
So great. Which was tiny desk, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very tiny room.
Tiny
host. But the idea, it was Robin Taylor Zander, who's incredibly so awesome. Talented, yeah. You know. And maybe his dad will come in next time, if you're listening. But, man, that was so good when Robin T. came in here and sang.
So fun.
And played.
We're so lucky to have so many artists here in St. Pete.
This town.
It's unbelievable.
This town.
It's true. And I had one of the people on the show that I'm directing right now, one of my actors was in on my podcast last week. And I was talking about, you know, it's rough out there. You know, the funding's getting cut. And we're being reminded that it's not important. And X, Y, and Z, things we've been hearing since we were kids, right? It's not a new song. Mm-hmm. However... He told me, I said, how do you stay so positive? Because he's a pretty positive guy. He says, well, try to stop us. I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You can take the money away. You try to stop us. And when I look around St. Pete, I'm just like, that's why I came back here. I wanted to be part of this community. It's a thriving community, whether we are begging for money, which we always are, but the artists are still creating stuff. It's awesome.
It is amazing. I think I'd be doing a podcast in my garage if I had to.
For sure, me too.
I certainly would be writing, but my handwriting is atrocious. You couldn't read it. You mentioned that you left for a while. You went to New York for what, 10 years? 20 years?
Off and on for 10 years. Yeah. I did a bunch of stuff. I was working in media and TV, and my last gig was for a media company. I was a casting director, and I did corporate America for a really long time. You know, you know this. You gotta make a living. You gotta create an empire in some way to pay the rent. And I was very lucky, very honored to work for the places I worked. But you know what, man, every time it went up, as I got older, it got less and less interesting to me.
I just kept
missing this thing that St. Pete has. So yeah, I came back in 23 and said, I'm going to do this thing I've wanted to do for years and start this theater company with my buddies and see what happens.
That is Dead Canary. Remind me and the world why you chose that name.
I really need an elevator pitch for this, but I'm going to try. So Dead Canary.
Just fake it.
Yeah, for sure. So Dead Canary is sort of an homage to the canary as an icon in sort of like letting humans know what's going on, reminding them of the immediacy of necessary, messages of things. And canary in the coal mine is an old adage, obviously. You know, when the canary starts to sing in the coal mine, it's time to get out.
Yeah.
And if the canary's dead, you better start running.
Running.
So we really want to
produce. It took me a long time. I remember that old song by Lee Dorsey. I think Devo covered it. Somebody covered Canary in a Coal Mine.
Yeah.
And I remember being very young going, what the hell does that mean? And then when I looked it up, it's like, oh, God.
I had to do some research, right? But we thought, this is a good image for merch. This is a good image for people to remember who we are. So that's where we landed.
You're at Studio 620.
We are.
So Fat Pig is your new production, and it opened last night, Thursday night.
It did.
At the Studio 620. Before we talk about the specifics of this show, which I do want to get into, let's talk about working at 620. Mm. Because it really, since Bob Devin Jones and Dave Ellis opened this place, it's been just, I guess the word is repository for every kind of arts. You know, it's just like the art house. Mm. You should rename it that sometime, Eric. I didn't think about that. The arts house. Why was this important? Why was this perfect for what you wanted to do with your company?
Studio at 620 is a place I have been able to work since it opened. I met Bob, I think, year two of the studio, and he started letting me, forever, the message there is the answer is always yes. So it gives people an opportunity who don't have the funding or don't have the experience to put something up. And the studio's mission was always to give people that opportunity. And now Erica Sutherland has become the leader of the studio, and her message really now is the answer is always yes, and because we want to make sure that we have a plan for the future. You know, we have a plan to keep the doors open. But why I loved the studio so much and why I continue to love it is, to your point, is that it brings the community together in a way that theater is supposed to do and art is supposed to do. And I have seen the most unbelievable new productions. I've seen the most unbelievable new artists. I've seen emerging artists. I've seen successful, already successful artists at the studio. And It just feels like home to me. So when we decided, Rand Smith and Travis Moore, my co-founders, decided to create Dead Canary, we looked around and said, you know, what should we do? We originally thought North County, and we're still looking around. We're not sure exactly where we're going to land. You know, we're still building the ship, but the studio is a great place to launch, and they're so supportive, and it's a great space. You can do anything with that space.
That's the other thing, you know, the art exhibits are in there, and sometimes you go in and like, I can't believe this is, these are even the same rooms.
I know, it's so cool. And it's so cool.
One of the things we talked about before we, I'm getting back to that in a minute, we talked about when you came in here is the sort of, I guess the word is plethora. There's a plethora of new theater this week.
Oh my gosh.
So much stuff. I just saw Ada and the Engine and did a story with the lovely Kayla. I'm sorry, Kayla. I can't pronounce your last name. I can spell it, though. It's Witoshynski.
Ooh, beautiful.
Sky. Anyway, and it was great. It was Power Stories. It was wonderful. And I know Labs got a new show this weekend, Goddess of the Hunt, the Beach Theater Play Festival with the stage reading, three different staged readings. And you guys.
And American Stage is launching as their first
and the,
show
and the
on
Good
Saturday.
Peaches. The Good Peaches, yeah. Of course. I read about that this week, too, yep. As did everybody else right. in the world.
Right.
Did you do a podcast about it?
We haven't because we've been busy with this. And the Good Peaches is only one performance, unfortunately. I'm going to miss
two.
It's two. I'll be at the theater all day, but I know it's going to be beautiful. It's the plethora of theater is unbelievable.
I can't believe how healthy the theater is, and that's kind of leaving out Lab, but I mean Tampa job sites dark right now. They're getting ready to open. Mm-hmm. StageWorks has got something around the corner in October, and that's where Power Stories is.
Yeah,
Tampa Rep. I guess they're getting ready.
They're getting ready. Free Fall is doing Tell Me on a Sunday.
Yeah,
currently.
Okay.
I mean, my gosh, it really it's all over. Here's the thing about the arts, and especially theater in St. Pete.
Yeah,
like we said earlier, there is so much talent and there's so much want to do this, and that's what's so exciting. The thing that's gives all of us I think a little bit of pause is that we don't know what the end game is. Like, we're not sure where the money's going to come from, where the funding's going to come from. That's why it's so important that local folks, if you are a fan of the arts or if you like plays and you're thinking, I saw a play yesterday, I'm not sure I want to do it, just do it for us this month, because I'm going to tell you, without the support of the community, I know it's a lot to ask to see a bunch of things in 1 month, but without the support of the community, you know, we can't continue to do it. And I'm so blessed and I'm so honored to be part of it. But I just want to remind our amazing community that we need you too. We can't just do it. We have to have people in the seats.
I just wanted to say that, the Off Central just finished a show, which was
Bakersfield
Miss, which was cool. You know, it's, and of course we have the fabulous Dracula Comedy of Terrors, which opens this week too. And I interviewed, Gordon, Greenberg, sorry. Hey, Orton, who wrote it and directed it. It's going to be there for months. That'll be interesting.
There's something for everybody.
Do audiences support this? I mean, you know, I go to a lot of theater, as do you.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems to me that the houses are, with a few exceptions, almost always pretty full.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't mean to guilt anybody today, especially, you know.
Yeah, you were really doing
it. I'm a Catholic, Bill. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Well, I'm recovering.
Point taken.
I'm recovering. But here's the thing. There's a lot of people that come to see shows, and the studio's audience is so always supportive. They come to everything we do.
Yeah.
I just want some new people to check us out. You know, I want some new people to, maybe if you're new to St. Pete, you know, my gosh, downtown St. Pete is just blowing up. There's so many new residents. Maybe you don't know we're a theater community. Maybe you have no idea. Maybe you're coming from New York and you miss it. We have it.
Yeah. There's a lot of good work here, a lot of good performers, and you're an actor as well, but you're strictly directing these days?
I'm acting as well. We're doing Weird in St. Pete 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
American Stage. Anthony Gervais. And I'm directing this version, and I'm growing up my beard again to redo Peter Demenz. So I'll be showing up as Peter Demenz in October at the Duncan McClellan Gallery, so come check us out.
Oh, that's right. You're doing it at Duncan McClellan's
place. Yeah, it's a whole new day.
Plus, there's I Am a Mystery, the story of Amanda Lear, which is coming to, it's first at the Dolly Museum, and then Bob's directing this.
He
over
sure
at 6:20.
Yep.
Just incredible stuff here. Let's talk about what Dead Canary's done.
Yep.
Venus and Fur was the first show. It was great.
Thank you.
You know, I really enjoyed that. You're doing Fat Pig. Neil LaBute is what they call a misanthrope, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of a dark, eyebrows furrowed, life sucks kind of guy. Not exactly a nihilist, but you know, he's skeptical and sarcastic. And
yeah.
Let's talk about this show. I don't know how much you want to give away about the plot.
No, we can talk about it for sure. And I think when it comes to Neil, you know why I like him so much is that he is definitely misanthropic, but you know, he had a rough life. You know, he's a recovering Mormon, and his shows are really kind of focused on the struggles humans exist in. And I think what I like about Neil is that he finds comedy where comedy is hard to find. So that's one thing. You know, his plays are dark, but they're often very funny. Fat Pig is very funny. You know, it's a hard subject, but so is being a human being. So here's the
touché
thing. Yeah, so here's the thing. I always tell people, you know, come and maybe learn a little something. You're going to have a good time, and I promise it'll be something that will affect you, even if the issue of weight or body positivity or body neutrality hasn't been a part of your life. Like, you know someone who it has been a part of. So I love his plays because they do really remind us all how flawed we are and how we have to exist together, whether we like it or not. And that's why I love reading his plays and producing his plays.
Can we talk about the show? Is Tim the name of the guy?
Tom.
Tom.
Yes.
Tim Tom is a Ramsburger thing. Hey, guys. I always get those guys mixed up. So Tom is dating Helen?
Helen. So yeah, Helen is really the core of the show. Yeah. She's a body positive gal who is sort of has a meet cute with Tom, who's this average Joe at a pizzeria at lunchtime. And basically the play is really about how we can we overcome social pressures to be with the people we want to be with.
Right.
And the answer sometimes is yes. The answer sometimes is no. But, you know,
I read a synopsis and we're not going there, but there's some rough patches.
Rough patches, for sure. There's only four actors in the show. And I say in the program, and I say at the beginning of the show, too, like, I'm just proud of the actors wanting to tell the story and being as brave as they are, because it's, you know, it's not our town. You know, it's not, you know, it's
good point.
You got to go down the road a little bit, and they're doing amazing work, and I'm proud of all of them. They really are telling a great story.
Who's your cast?
So Andrew Deeb, who is another, that name is synonymous with St. Pete royalty as well. He's been around for a long time. He's playing Tom. And then Christy Keller is from Brandon. She's kind of new to the St. Pete scene as far as theater goes. She's playing Helen, and we also have Dominic Bassesti and Jennifer Loriello. A lot of the work they do is at 8 o'clock theater, and they're playing Dominic and Jeannie. So it's a tight cast. I know many of them, and it's just been fun to get the band together and sort of try to tell the story that I think, again, is going to really affect a lot of people.
Well, Neil LaBute's Fat Pig opens, it opened last night, but this is the first weekend over at the studio at 6:20, and it runs through next weekend. Do you do Wednesday or Thursday through Sunday?
We do Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3 o'clock, and you can get tickets at Studio's website or at the Dead Canary website.
The studio, spell this out, folks, the studio at 620.org. Org.
That's right. Or www.deadcanarytheater.org.
Bada bing, bada boom. My guest has been the fabulous Stephen Reardon. So good to talk to you.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And, you know, continued success on your endeavors as well. Not just Dead Canary, but the radio and the...
Right back at you.
The podcast.
We're across the hall from each other. I mean,
we
it's
are.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
wave.
Surprised it took this long for us to get this together.
Can you come do Big Broadway Energy with me?
You let me know.
All right, awesome.
I mean, I could talk about my favorite shows.
I love that.
Probably take about an hour.
Love it.
Stephen Reardon, thanks very much, pal.
Thank you.